Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Thank you so much for joining me, for finding time in your schedule. Today's lives seem to be so filled with activities and busyness and things we need to do and attend to. And so I thank you for taking this time to spend these few moments with me. But perhaps the most valuable time that we can spend and we must make in our day is time to be with the Lord, time to spend in fellowship with Him, in prayer, and in seeking His face, in worshiping Him, and in hearing and studying His Word. And that's the purpose that I'm on this broadcast, to be just yet another help to you and encouragement to you in your spiritual journey. For, beloved, we are all on a journey. It begins the day we're born, because at that point, God begins to develop His plan, His destiny for our lives that He knew before the foundation of the earth. Isn't that helpful to know that you can just take a deep breath and relax, that God has everything planned out for you? Now, we're the kind and sort of type of people that we like to know in advance where we're going, what's going to be expected of us, what's involved. But unfortunately, the Lord wants us to trust Him, so we don't have all those answers. And He expects us to just love Him and trust Him and walk in faith, knowing that He has our best intentions on His heart. He wants the very best for you and me. And so as we begin this time together, let me just invite you to spend a moment in prayer with me as we go to the Lord to ask His blessings and anointing upon our time together. Father, I thank You for the privilege of being able to share Your Word. And Lord, not just the Word, but the Spirit of the Lord. Lord, we know the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. And so, Father, we thank You for the powerful rhema of the Word of God and the marvelous, energizing power of the Holy Spirit that makes Your Word, Your ways come alive to us. Father, as I pray for my radio listeners right now, spiritual family, brothers and sisters in Christ, and Lord, if there be one listening that is afar off, that can't claim, Lord, that they're a child of Yours, I pray by the Spirit of the Lord, You will bring them into the ark of safety, and Lord, that they will respond to that hunger You've placed in their heart to know reality, to know truth. Father, I thank You for the needs of every person that is listening right now, and I thank You for their needs, Lord, because You are mindful of those needs, and it is Your will to meet all of their needs according to Your riches and glory. So, Father, if we did not have needs, we know that You wouldn't be supplying something that is not a need. So we thank You, Lord, that these needs we have in our lives are just opportunities to see Your goodness and loving kindness and mercy to us. And Father, I sense in the Spirit there are some listening that are feeling so very alone right now. Lord, at times it's possible, even with loved ones around us, even being in a family, feeling isolated and alone, with no one really understanding the inner dynamics and things, emotions and thoughts that are going on within the heart. Father, I ask You to minister to that loneliness. Lord, let us take comfort in the fact that You said You would never leave us nor forsake us. You would be with us, even be our guide, even unto death. should you tarry. And so, Father, I just rebuke loneliness, and I thank you, Lord, for your love and your comfort to be experienced right now. By the Spirit of the Lord, you'll touch every listener, and Lord, that they will be encouraged to know that you are with them, and if God be for us, who can be against us? Thank you for your goodness, Lord. Now, thank you for your anointing upon your word, and open up in our hearts greater understanding of you and your ways, and how very much you love us. Father, I ask all of these things in the mighty name above every name, the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So be it. Praise God. Well, beloved, I want to share these next several days a portion of scripture in the Psalms, and that's going to be Psalm 107. But before we turn there, I'd like to ask a question. How many of you really desire to know God more? How many of you want to experience God's love in a greater measure? Not that God will love you more, but I believe we can pray for our apprehension, our experience of that love to be increased. Sometimes because of all the stuff we go through, the battles, the trials, the experiences we've had, even from the time we were unsaved, have an influence and effect on how quickly we can grow in the things of the Lord, how we can understand the deep things of God. There is a maturing process. Remember, Paul was speaking to the Hebrews, and he said, you know, you ought to be eating meat now, but you're not able. I still have to give you milk. Well, just as with a child, a baby in the natural, there's a progression from milk to soft food to solid food. So it is with us. God doesn't give us more than we can handle. He doesn't give us profound spiritual truths when we're not in a place to understand or comprehend or receive them. Why? Because he's a good father. So if you desire to know his ways, that's a good thing, because I'd like to read just one verse, the final verse, if you will, of Psalm 107. And this is what this marvelous verse says. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. What an amazing statement. It's saying, if you want to be wise, you will observe these things. What things? Well, of course, those are the things we're going to be going over that are mentioned in this psalm. But if you're wise and you observe and understand what the Lord is sharing by the Spirit of the Lord in this psalm, even you shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Now, let's go back to the very beginning. That first verse says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Can you say amen? For his mercy endureth forever. Beloved, that word, that Hebrew word for give thanks, giving thanks, that's yada. And it means to give thanks, to confess, to acknowledge God's goodness. That's what the Spirit of the Lord is asking us to do, to acknowledge God's goodness, to be grateful and thankful for it. And that verse I just shared with you, the closing verse, verse 43, whoso is wise, if there be any truly wise, they will observe and heed these things, and they will diligently consider the mercy and loving kindness of the Lord. That's the Amplified. If you're wise and study these things and realize how Yahweh shows his love. Sometimes we can go through the battles of life and we feel God is so far removed, and yet we need eyes to see how God's mercy never leaves us, how his faithfulness ever stops short. His faithfulness and his loving kindness surround us, beloved. And as we are aware of that in the trials, it will give us strength as well as comfort. Now, verse 2 says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And let me read verse 3, and he, to finish the thought, and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. So there's a focus on redemption, and it emphasizes our human need, beloved, as well as our failure, and God's goodness and His mercy in relation to us. And then, we're going to look specifically at the verses in this psalm, but throughout this psalm, there is a repeated refrain. Four times, the word of the Lord says, the first time it's recorded is in verse 8, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men." Beloved, that is repeated four times. And what I'd like to do as we share this psalm is to share with you five reflections or meditations, if you will, on the various aspects of redemption. Jesus came to save the whole man. And so these reflections or meditations refer to the heart or spirit of man, his soul, his mind, refers to circumstances and storms of life, and then also an area of when we do prosper, some of the dangers that could be inherent in that, things good and bad. Matthew, the 22nd chapter, verse 37, Jesus said unto him, "This is the first and greatest commandment, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment." Now, let's look at the very first way that God's redemption is ministered to man. And this is in the, if you will, the redemption of the spirit or the heart. He leads us in a right way. Verse 4 says, "They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them from their distresses. He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation." Well, I just glanced at the clock, and it's time now to bring this broadcast to a close. We're right in midstream, and we'll just have to pick this up on tomorrow's broadcast. But, beloved, I don't know if you've ever felt that. If you were hungering and thirsting, well, the Lord tells us, if you hunger and thirst after righteousness, you will be filled. So if you're in a place of spiritual wilderness or you're in battles, let's join together tomorrow on our next broadcast, and we'll learn more. We want to be wise, and we want to understand the loving kindness of the Lord. In the moments that remain, the announcer is going to give you our contact information. I do invite you to write. Some of you have been listening for a while. You've never written. But if the Holy Spirit's moving on you, then I really encourage you to obey Him, because He's got a reason for doing that. I love you, partners. I love you, radio family. Thank you for listening today. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.